partakers of God's divine nature, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't. God bless you today. I'm so glad to join you and welcome you to Shift Today Radio with me, Nina Roach, your morning host, the place to experience the goodness of God among culturally relevant information and inspire inspiration, leading you to transformation. Every segment of Shift Today Radio is filled with hope, humor, encouragement, and layers of faith. Are you ready to shift? Because I sure am. Let's get ready to get fit for the kingdom through the airwaves. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you that we can join you according to your word and manifest, as you said, that this would be the year of the greater measures, that we can manifest who we are as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we can partake of Christ's divine nature. It is his nature that has transformed us from the inside out. It was only according to your word. Father, this has always been your plan from the onset of creation and even after the fall, that we would be made into the very image of your Son. And so as partakers of your divine nature, Lord God, we're going to press in today and declare who we are in Christ Jesus. For it is by faith, the substance of things that are hoped for. It is the evidence of things that are not, that we have the divine nature and everything that Christ has given us in the name of Jesus. For all things, Father, that you have promised us are yes and amen. And if those promises never existed, we would have no need for faith, because faith is the evidence. And Lord, you said according to your word and for us for 2019 that the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of the glorious sons and daughters. And even starting today from today's segment, we're going to continue to press in to what that looks like, to walk in the depths of who we are. You said that 2019 would be the unveiling of us, Lord God. So may we come forth in the name of Jesus like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad to join you, and I'm glad you're ready to shift. Once again, I'm going to read according to the word of God, Romans 8:19. It says from the Amplified Bible, for even the whole creation, all nature is waiting eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. And just think of that. All of nature is waiting. Even nature, all of creation is waiting for you to manifest the divine nature of God. And the divine nature of God is courage. The divine nature of God is confidence. What did he say in 1 John 5:14? That this is the confidence that we have in him. You have confidence that when you declared the testimonial of Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, that there's a fruit that comes from that testimony. And as soon as you made that declaration, you were transferred into the kingdom of God. And now you have the divine nature of Christ. You have his very essence. Everything that Christ is, you are. Not Christ was, because Christ never stopped being Lord. Christ never stopped manifesting healing, God's divine nature. Christ never stopped walking in health. Christ never stopped doing the things that God had sent him purposefully to do. So partake today of his divine nature. So let's go immediately to 2 Peter 1:3-4. I pray that you're ready to shift and get your faith up and get fit for the kingdom of God through the airwaves. That's what I love, where you really get a chance to make a difference in the airwaves. And we know that the enemy, we have an enemy, an adversary, a contender who is the governor in the sense of the airways. Sickness and disease permeates through the airways. You know, when they have these different things that are happening and even through nature, it's happening because there's some sort of influence in the airways. But when you begin to shift, to renew your mind and to take hold of these godly principles and truths and testimonials of Jesus Christ, there is something that happens within you. And there's a stance, and there's an image, and there's a position that you begin to take as you manifest your divine nature. Moving on, it says from 1 Peter, do I have the right one? No, I don't. I have 1 Peter, it should be 2 Peter. So right here, let's go very quickly to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and verse 4. I'm going to read this morning from the Amplified and then the Passion Translation. It says, for his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has bestowed on us his precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disreputable desire and become sharers of the divine nature. That is what God has always wanted you and I to be, in partnership with God, with Jesus's divine nature. Reading that same verse, 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4, God's generous grace from the Passion Translation, it says, everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us. I really want you to understand this, because if it's already been deposited within us, why are we praying prayers for the deposit? We don't have to pray prayers for the deposit. All we do, which goes back to what the scripture that I opened up with, faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, we call those things that be not as though they were. So in order to call something forth, that means that it does exist. To live this life that the Word of God says from the Passion Translation in 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4, that you have no need for life. You have everything that you need for complete devotion to God. God is not going to do something again. God said in the Word on the seventh day that it was finished. He was done with creation. That means he had already on you how he's going to think about you. He knew that his thoughts about you were more numerous than the sand. He knew that every problem that you would face, that you would have a solution. His plans for you and his thoughts for you were to prosper and to be in good health, even as your soul is prospering. God has already done everything that he's going to do. Now, in order to receive or in order to manifest everything that God has deposited already in you before the foundations of the world, when he was framing the world, he had you and I in mind. And so in order for us to partake of this divine nature and manifest this divine nature and express it and let the unveiling of you come forth, that's already been predestined, that was already created, now is the time. So it continues on to say from 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4 from the Passion Translation, for all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. Verse 4, as a result of this, because I mean, whatever we do, we should be without results. God was after results in the foundations of, before the foundations of the world. When he was calling forth and framing the world, he was after a result. So as a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience experience partnership with the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are in the world. In other words, all of the corrupt influences that are in the world, all of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and all of the other things that are in the world, God has already made you a partaker of his divine nature so that you can escape. And how can you partake of it? It first starts, first and foremost, by faith. You have to believe that you are the righteousness of God, and that as you are living and being a disciple of Christ or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the same thing, you basically said, I'm coming to the end of myself, my kingdom, as Jesus, as prophetic word was given to us for the year of the greater measures. God says, when you come to the end of your kingdom, let me find that in the prophetic word, because it was just so profound as I was just sitting in his presence. And he was saying that, here it is. He says, there'll be greater, greater measures of results without toiling. Aren't you burned out on doing it your own way and religion? And he says, I sure am. And I'm waiting for you to come to me and the end of your kingdom and come into the fullness of my kingdom where my plans are already laid out for you. I didn't even see it. And look how that all flowed together. Praise God. And I know how to keep you on track. In other words, I know how to keep you on track and for you to manifest the divine nature of Jesus Christ. So God has given you and I exceedingly great and precious promises. And notice he says that you might be, not would be, but that you might be partakers of the divine nature. You have to make a decision to partake of the divine nature. That's with anything. You have to make a decision that I'm no longer going to stay in this place or this sort of mindset, or I'm no longer going to partake of this kind of conversation. I'm no longer going to partake of anything that God has not planted within me. And hey, that's why I encourage you at the end of 2018 to launch into your 2019. Start off knowing what God has said, and so that you can walk and manifest that divine nature and be a partaker of his divine nature. God wants us to talk like him and act like him and walk like him. He wants you to be according to the word, as he says that Jesus said that, do you not know that you're God, little G-O-S, you're God's in the earth. So God, as the being the little God in the earth, you might as well be a representation of your heavenly Father, the big God that's in heaven. For God says in Psalms, he says, as the heaven is, he is and belongs to him, he's taking care of heaven, and he called you and I to rule as believers here on the earth. But you have to already partake of by making a decision of his divine nature. And when you do this, and when you're partaking of his divine nature, that means you're not hanging out with the same kind of crowd, that old crowd that's wallowing around in unbelief and doubt and I don't know and fear. For me personally, I don't have time to operate and to just hang around. Because I tell you, whoever you're hanging around with in 2019, let me tell you something. Be very mindful of that, because that's what you're going to manifest. If they get all comfortable and if they get all unbelief and start talking all that death talk, surely enough, it won't be long when you start talking the same way, thinking the same way, wallowing around, being lazy, not taking responsibility for your faith, activating your faith by calling those things that be not as though they were. Soon as they get into saying, oh, we can just hang out and not do much on Sunday, let's just rest. No, this is not any time in your year to take off, because you are still advancing the kingdom of God, because you are saying, as he said in that prophetic word, get it in your spirit, greater, 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 greater measures of grace, greater measures of favor, greater measures of communication, greater measures of increase of his unfailing love, greater measures of forgiveness, greater measures of freedom, greater measures of you and protection and promises, greater measures of his glory, greater measures of his divine health and healing. So you can't get around folks that just like to say and legalize the spirit of infirmity that I'm sick Well, you can just stay sick if you want to be, or you can make a decision and partake of his divine nature, because everything that God is, come on, you are. Get the enemy back under your feet. Get him reacclimated with the promises of God. You got to remind the enemy of the promises of God, because God's promises to you are yes and amen. Don't allow the enemy to continue on his job to steal, kill, and destroy. No, you get in there and you partake of your divine nature. He's partaking of his divine nature. Yes, yeah, Satan has a divine nature. It's not God's nature. It's the nature of himself, the nature of pride, the nature of lust, the nature of lies and deception. So he's partaking well of his nature. How come you are not partaking of your divine nature, so that you can see the performance of God's words and you can see your ministering angels manifesting on your behalf? Hear what I'm telling you this morning. It's time to cling to the plans of God so that you can see the greater measures of what not only God desires, but for what you desire. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Are you ready to shift? Because it's time. So it's time for you to partake of his divine nature. And so I don't care when unbelief comes. Unbelief is going to come. Doubt is going to come. Fear is going to come. See, you got to know that. Didn't Jesus say that? In the world, you're going to have trials. Why? Because you're in the world. In the world, you're going to have tribulations. Why? Because you're in the world. So don't be all, oh, I'm a Christian, and I'm a believer, and I can't believe this happened to me. Well, start believing that it's happening. Hear what I'm telling you today. But how you go through it while it's happening, that's why you need to get your faith up. I'm still opening it up within these first 7 days to get your faith up. Join the challenge. Get signed up. Go to the app. Click on get your faith up. It's completely different. This is Get Your Faith Up 1.1, because now they got videos and all these other things that I'm taking them in for those 10 minutes or less before they get to their call to faith actions. It's going to be powerful this year, but who are you going to be hanging around? Who are you going to be listening to? If you're going to hang around folks that are talking about faith. Hang around folks that are not walking by their flesh and walking by their sight. Hang around people that's going to help you be accountable to what the Word of God is saying to you. Hear what I'm telling you today. So you can do this all by faith. So it's time for you to partake of his divine nature. He says if faith is the substance of things hoped for and it's the evidence of things not seen, that means faith is the proof of something that is not seen. But it is evident that it does exist. Just because you don't see the brain in your head, it does not mean that your brain does not exist. Your brain exists. You just don't see it. So partake that you have a brain and that you have the spirit of intelligence inside of your brain. Hear what I'm telling you today. So just because you don't see your car right now, your car does exist. It exists if you're believing God for a car, or it exists if it's in your garage presently right now, just because you don't see it. It's there. So it's there in the spirit realm, or it's there in the physical realm. But you can see it in your spirit if it doesn't exist with your – that's why you have two sets of eyes to see spiritually and eyes to see naturally. You have two sets of ears. He says consider how you hear. Use those ears to hear what the Lord is saying by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And revelation knowledge. The knowledge is coming so that you can see. It's the entrance of the light of the word that causes you to see. Why? I believe that's why God said he wanted to start off his kingdom with light so that you can see. Light dispels darkness. And so that's what faith does too. Because faith gets a chance to call forth what it does not see, but faith is the resource, the conduit that God uses. So you can go into the court of law and say, I have the proof that this thing exists. What's the proof? The proof, when you have a promise of God, you have the evidence. You have the proof. You are saying that this thing exists, and if it didn't exist, then you wouldn't have it. And there would be no need for faith, because faith only acts upon what exists. Even though you don't see that it exists, now you can use your faith, use your mouth to call forth the things that you don't see, even though it does exist. And that means calling forth people, calling forth money, calling forth a good marriage, calling forth peace, calling for godly children and godly grandchildren. You can do this by partaking of your divine nature. Are you ready to say a few declarations? I sure am. To call forth our divine nature. Why? This divine nature already exists. Just because you may not be operating it in its full capacity, it exists. So let's say what God has already said. Do you realize before you even got saved and received the testimony of Jesus Christ, God had already deposited inside of you salvation? Salvation didn't come the moment that you accepted Christ. God had to wait until and allow you to get into a position, and all kind of life mishazards had happened, or maybe good things had happened. And at that moment was your time for you to partake of what had already existed. As I read to you earlier, God had already put inside of you salvation. He had already put inside of you. One day, he or she is going to come to the end of themselves and acknowledge the testimonial of Jesus Christ, and I will have legally my son and daughter back, and they can unveil themselves and unwrap day by day all that I have already done for them. I have already healed for them. Do you realize when healing comes forth in your body or for something that you're believing God for, God is not going to all of a sudden put down healing and health inside of your body. It's already there. You have to call that healing and health up. Spring up, O health. Respond to the medicine, the word of God. Spring up, O health. Spring up, O joy. Joy is not going to come from heaven. It already came from heaven. It's already inside of you. The fruits of the Spirit is already inside of you. The testimony of Jesus and his lordship is already inside of you. But it goes back to something that you must do. You must decide to partake of your divine nature that already exists before the foundations of the world. So let's make a few declarations of faith concerning your divine nature. And before we do that, let's make sure that you are a part of his divine nature. Amen. So if you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just repeat this very simple, simple. When I say simple, it is simple, because the kingdom of God, I don't believe God came and Jesus did a lot of work. And I don't believe that all of this works and all of these extra words are necessary to confess the testimonial of Jesus Christ. The word of God says from the Message Bible from Romans 10:9, it says, say the welcoming word to God, Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Christ Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God and trusting him to do for you that salvation. So if you're ready to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer after me. Jesus, I come to you in need of salvation and forgiveness. I apologize for my sin that has hurt you and others. I am ready to be restored and embrace all that God has for me through my faith and trust in you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead so that I could come to know and grow with you personally. I ask you to come into my heart and be the Savior and Lord of my life. I confess your lordship over my life, Jesus. Today, because of this declaration of faith, I am a new creation and a partaker of Jesus' divine nature. My old life is gone. A new life has begun. Help me, Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, to renew my mind and follow your principles. I love you, and I thank you for everything you have done for me. I look forward to spending quality time with you and to get to know you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to let you know that heaven is rejoicing. Angels are rejoicing. They're having a party, and your name is officially written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are now an official member and citizen of the kingdom of God and member of the body of Christ. I would encourage you to take the next step. You can do that by our app at Shift Today or on our website at shifttoday.org. Click on the button Next Steps, and it tells you exactly what to do next. And in the meantime, I want to congratulate you personally and welcome you into the kingdom of God. And now as you continue to shift with me and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you will begin to manifest the greater dimensions of your divine nature in Christ Jesus. So in the meantime, let's get ready to declare who you are and partake of your divine nature. I am, repeat this after me, I am God's child, and I have been born again of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. I am forgiven of all of my sin and washed in the blood of Jesus. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Say it, I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am made near to my Heavenly Father by the blood of Christ. I am set free. Remember, before the foundations of the world, you were already set free. So whatever your struggle may be, whatever habit that you may have had, or whatever habit that you are still struggling with, already decree and declare that you are set free. And now ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk out the freedom by the Word of God that has made you free. Amen. I am more, say it, I am more than a conqueror, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. All of God's promises to me are yes and amen. I am accepted, come on and say it, in the Beloved. I am crucified with Christ and alive with Christ. I am free from guilt, shame, and condemnation. See, this is part of your divine nature. You're free of all these things. I am born of God, and the enemy cannot touch me. I am the light of the world, the salt of the earth, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am an ambassador of Christ Jesus, God's workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus for good works. I am being changed day by day into God's image, and as a partaker of his divine nature, I am loaded daily with his benefits. I am an active member in the body of Christ. I am a citizen of the heavenly kingdom and seated in my position right now. I am one of God's living stones being built up by the Word of God as a spiritual house. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. I am justified completely and made righteous. I have the spirit of power, spirit of love, and of a sound mind. I come boldly to the throne anytime I want to find mercy and grace time of need. I have the mind of Christ, and I do hold his thoughts and purposes in my mind. I can do all things as the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Today, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling that God has called me to. I will no longer stay the same. I am the righteousness of God, and by his 39 stripes, I am healed. God bless you today. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Rejoice today and enjoy the divine nature that God has given you before the foundation of the world. All that Jesus is, you are. So walk in it and partake of it this day. In Jesus' name, amen.